and say, well, every individual spending below this amount can be done without joint efforts. But if it goes beyond such and such an amount, then we need joint input. That will help. Praise God. We're now going to look at the next source of conflict. Children. The Bible tells us that children are the heritage of the Lord. They are the reward of the Lord. But sometimes it can bring a conflict. You know, I passed out an email to some of my friends, and I'm going to read what they said about what in what areas their children have been a source of conflict. I'll read from Yasmin. Yasmin says, the major issue in my home is the different styles of discipline. Sometimes I notice that the children play games by getting decisions that they do not like from one parent overruled by the other parent. And then money issues, as in how much pocket money should we give to them as minors? You know, your kids are really smart. So if you don't have set down rules, as in values that you both agreed on, parental values, one child could play on the other one. They know who is softer in this area. When it comes to money issues, mommy is softer. When it comes to discipline issues, daddy is softer. So they know who to go to. So you need to, both of you need to sit down and decide to avoid conflict. Amen? I'll read from Josephine. Josephine says, the issue of discipline is a major conflict source between my husband and I. But now we've developed agreed tools and terms and yardsticks so that it does not matter who is doing the discipline and where the discipline is being done. I read from Joy. She says, I have two kids, a boy and a girl. And my husband is often soft on the girl while I am soft on the boy. Sometimes I feel that he lets the girl get away easily. Does anyone feel this way here? So children could be a source of conflict, and you need to, as parents, identify what measure of discipline, when do they go to bed, what do they eat. You need to agree so that the kids don't play one person on the other. I'm going to take a minute and just ask one of our ladies here what she thinks.
Mrs. Da Costa, we're just talking about the issue of conflicts as a result of children. What would be your opinion about the kind of conflicts that you've had to deal with concerning your children in your home?
Thank you. We've had to deal with conflicts on when my daughter goes to bed, what she drinks, and sometimes on when and the sort of medication she takes when she's ill.
The kind of medication. I know your husband is a medical doctor, so what would you be arguing about? You shouldn't be arguing.
Yes, I know that. Basically, sometimes I feel when she's a little ill, take for example, she has a little temperature, I feel we should just watch her a little bit. It's not immediately she shows symptoms of being uncomfortable that we pump her with medication. But my husband is more akin towards taking medication. Immediately he says he sees that she's uncomfortable, or anyone is uncomfortable, he believes the next thing is just take medication and get well.
Another source of conflict, which is quite major, is the area of sex. That is, when? Someone say when?
When.
How?
How.
Where?
Where.
Someone actually said where before I did. Under the sheets, undercover, lights out or not. So that's a major source of conflict. I know that we don't talk about this in church, I know that we don't talk about this, especially those of us of African heritage. We just don't want to talk about it. But someone say it's time to take the mask off.
It's time to take the mask off.
You know why we need to take the mask off? Many times as a pastor's wife, as pastors, people come for counseling and you try to find out exactly what the problem is. You've counseled them for 1 year and the same issues are on. After a while, myself and my husband began to think there must be underlying issues that these people are not talking about. And when we decided to take the sheet off and take the mask off, we found out that most of the time, I can comfortably say like 80% of the time, is the issue of sex. Because sometimes conflicts are a symptom. So you need to go to the root. Amen?
Amen.
And because we have different natures as men and women, you find that men naturally are sight-oriented. A man sees a woman, he wants her now. But a woman is not sight-oriented, she's touch-oriented. So she needs time for him to give her the touch before she's ready for it. And so because of this, there are arguments. I'm just going to ask one of the ladies what her opinion is and how she thinks, because of the basic differences that we have as male and female, how should we deal, or how has she been able to deal with the issue of conflict in sex? Amen.
Mrs. Akonji, considering the fact that we've been talking about the basic differences between male and female in terms of their sexual desire, how do you think a woman, or how have you, if you want to talk about yourself, been able to resolve issues in conflict in the area of sex?
Thank you, Pastor March. Praise the Lord. I'll be realistic and I'll use myself as an example. Usually, when I have conflicts with my husband, as in his rights, I usually do not deny my husband his rights, mainly because from the moment we got married, he has automatic rights to my body, and I have automatic rights to his body. Amen. But there's sometimes I would deny him his rights, and these are times when, maybe at the time of the month, as it with women, for me, and he won't be keen anyway, or when I'm really ill and he will know I am really ill, or when it's, you know, when we're fasting and praying, and that'll be a mutual consent. The thing is, as Christian women, we need to be wise.
I'd like us to take a minute and take time to pray. I believe there's a woman that has listened to all we've said on Wisdom for Women today. And this has been interesting to you because you're going through issues that have been discussed. Like I said at the beginning, you serve a God of second chance. You serve a God who is a prayer answering God. Like I always say, when women pray, great things happen. So shall we bow our heads and bow our heads as we lift up every marriage that is represented here and lift up the marriages that are represented by those that are viewing us today. And even those of you that are yet to get married, you can stand in faith concerning your marriage and begin to speak to the conflicts or issues that will arise in future. Shall we pray? King of glory, we thank you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you for such a time as this. We're asking in the name of Jesus that you will touch every marriage that is represented here.
Amen.
Father, there are marriages that are going through different conflicts at this time. I pray in the name of the resurrected Jesus that you will grant wisdom to your daughter. I hear in my spirit there's a woman that is saying, but the pain of what this man has done to me has even taken me to the stage where I do not think I want to resolve the conflicts. Woman of God, forgive. There's nothing that you cannot let go of. You can start a new page. And so, Lord, I pray for that woman. I lift her up before the throne of grace. I ask that, Lord, you will show mercy and grace in her family. We rebuke you, spirit of divorce.
Amen.
You have no part in that home.
Amen.
You have no portion in our homes.
Amen.
We thank you for love. We thank you for joy. We thank you for peace. Glorify your name. We rebuke the spirit of the strange woman.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we ask that you endure the husbands with grace. And with wisdom and with unconditional love for their wives.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty and matchless name we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Please do not miss Wisdom for Women next week. And if this program is blessing you, please contact us by phone or email and let us know that you are being blessed. And if you need prayers, there's someone to pray with you right now on the phone. So please call and let us join our faith with you, for when women pray, great things happen. I'll see you next week, and the Lord bless you. Hallelujah. Amen.
I want to tell you, my beloved friends, that sex is God-given gifts for you to enjoy. I want to tell you that you should enjoy sex with your husband.
When women pray, great things happen. Dear woman of God, I have stayed in the presence of God, and in his presence I have known great peace, which I pray will become your portion as you pray daily with me by means of audio or your CD. Expect the Lord to come through for you in all areas of your life, family, marriage, ministry, children, finances, and your health.
To place your order, please telephone us on 020-7700-4994 or visit our website at www.triumphant.org.uk. Today's message is available on CD, audio and videotapes. Also available on audio tapes are Pastor Clem Esemore's dynamic series, Feel My Heartbeat, designed to help married couples. Plus, Pastor Marjorie Esemore's books, Children Are Like Olive Plants and Overcoming in Gilgal. To place your order, please telephone us on 020-7700-4994 or visit our website at www.triumphant.org.uk. If you have been blessed by today's message and need prayer, our prayer team is waiting to take your call.